25th, 2020. This is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the very cold Chicago suburbs. Today, it has been 4 weeks since I last had my television set on. And I just, I admit there were days when I used to binge watch TV in my pajamas. I thought I just needed to rest and relax, but I feel so much better not watching it, not being, well, it's incendiary. It's not a good thing to do, especially with all the nonsense that is going on via your television sets. Anyway, thanks for joining me today at republicbroadcasting.org. I invite you to visit and subscribe to Spingola.com and SpingolaSpeaks.net and ScreeningSandyHook.net. During the program, feel free to email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. If you add an S on the end of comment, that's fine. It'll still get to me. And I try and monitor the mail during the program. Please also visit our chat room, spingola.chatango.com. And I especially invite our guest to the chat room where they may post extra information or links later on in the program. If we open the phone lines, the number to call is 800-313-9443. My first guest today is somebody that I've known for several years and haven't.
Yes.
Okay, we've got a little bit of technical difficulties, so we're going to disconnect me so we can call back our first guest, which is Michael Walsh. He is online. He is ready and willing to be on the program, and I'm excited to have him on. So anyway, we're going to disconnect momentarily. I'll be right back. Okay. Well, that's interesting. I'm not sure why, because we are scheduled. I'm not sure what's going on. I have my Wi-Fi off, but that shouldn't be, Okay, so it's something to do with him. So maybe I'm not sure. He is in Spain. There's a lot of things going on in Spain relative to COVID-19, and he has talked a lot about this. He has a lot of information on his website, and let me share that website with you. It is europeansworldwide.wordpress.com, and I know that he is always very anxious to speak with me. That sounds like a little egotistical, but as I mentioned, we have been friends for quite some time, and I've read his books, and I appreciate his work in general. Well, I appreciate his work, and anyway, I hope that we can find. Oh, is he there? I see him.
Hello, Deanna.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Deanna. Can you hear me?
Yes, my dear, yes. How are you?
I'm so sorry. For some reason, we checked all the system a few minutes earlier, 15 minutes ago, and it was working perfectly. And then when I got a call in from your producer, everything froze. So anyway, we're together now.
Well, that's wonderful, and I'm so happy to have you on the program, as always. Okay, so I have your website open, europeansworldwide.wordpress.com, and we know that COVID-19 is worldwide. that this is impacting every country. So could you give us a little information, update us on what is going on in Spain?
Well, it's been an absolute disaster over here, Diana, and it's a gross overreaction to a virus that has already been downgraded, this is not an opinion, downgraded by the heads of the British medical services to a flu-like virus. There isn't a great deal between them, and you don't close down entire countries and confine everybody to their homes in Spain or anywhere else over the flu-like virus. Otherwise, we would be all under house arrest for the rest of our lives. So it has been a gross overreaction. Now, of course, there is a lot of speculation and talk about it being a dress rehearsal for the 1984, and it may well be. I've got absolutely no doubts, Diana, that the government will be learning from this, and they will be taking notes, and they will use it in the future against us. But right now, I think that they are backpedaling fast, because thanks to alternative media, the information is now coming in, and from the United States as well, thank you very much, that it has been well overhyped, it has been sensationalized, and the driver of this mad locomotive is the media. And we have got to, we have got to combat mainstream media, because, again, it's a bit like the Holocaust thing. It's quite ridiculous when you stop and think about it. When you go on to international media, and they're spouting on, I'm not changing the subject, I will come back to it, and they're spouting about the Holocaust, what you do find is the media is saying it happened, the Sputnik or, the Daily Telegraph or Daily Mail, whatever the case may be, they are saying, claiming that it has happened, where virtually all of the rest of us, what they call the correspondents making their notes, are lampooning the so-called Holocaust. So you've got this, the mainstream media is pushing the lie while the ordinary people are waking up. Now we're finding the same with this coronavirus, is that the media, and this is a strange thing, it's orchestrated. We're supposed to have an independent media. Now, how is it that whether you're talking about the Russian, American, British or the Spanish media, when the government publishes statistics relating to the coronavirus, COVID-19, nobody ever says, where's this coming from? What's your point? Where did you get these figures from? How did you collate these figures? On whose authority? Now, I'll give you an example of that. This was a French foreign minister was crowing that the lockdown had saved 60,000 lives. Well,
how would he know that?
Exactly. Even anybody would ask right away, how could you possibly say it saved 60,000 lives? Why not 45,000? Why not 59 or 61,000? And I did a little bit of checking on it, and he was quoting, and don't ask me to pronounce it, I'm not very good at the French language, but he was quoting a very small online university, Only two bases in France, and both of them are 100% funded by the French government and the European Union. So there we are. If they don't come up with the right figures, as in the Soviet Union, then they will have their funding stopped. So it wasn't surprising, Mercer, but this is, again, an example of why, if we did have an independent media in Russia, the United States, or the European Union, they wouldn't just be recycling the press releases that come from their government departments. They would be questioning them. And nobody is questioning these ministers. They're not questioning them in Britain or in Spain or in your country, the United States. They're not bringing them on and questioning them and say, well, where did you get these figures from? What do you base them on? But this information, thank the Lord for alternative media that you and I are taking advantage of right now, we are able to get the real, the genuine picture. And the picture that is emerging, Deanna, is shocking. It is absolutely horrifying. In Britain, there are 400,000 hospital beds empty. Here, the medical centres in Spain and the hospitals, they are deserted. Now, our medical centre locally is usually very good. It's usually a hive of activity with people coming and going and arranging and a great deal of diagnosis, which is absolutely essential to our well-being. Nobody goes there now anymore. It is empty because it's like walking onto a movie set. It really is. My wife went into the medical centre. She had a badly damaged finger, and she was treated as if she was high on radiation and had emerged from some kind of swamp, as if she was a leper. She was held at a distance of about 6 feet while she had to explain herself why she was there. And then they were very, very dismissive of her. She didn't have any symptoms relating to the coronavirus, so they were not the slightest bit interested. And basically, they just said, Ikasa, go home. They didn't want to see her. They didn't want to know. So now my wife is having to seek private medicine. But that might be, for some people, a trivial complaint, a damaged finger. But, you know, there are people who, they reckon that there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of people who were listed for having transplants. It's all been put back on the back burner. They will not, and now they will die as a consequence. Nobody is getting pre-diagnosis, and my son, who is a top hospital, that an anaesthetist, he said the vast majority of people who die, it was avoidable if they caught it in time. He said diagnosis in the early stages is absolutely essential. He said because when you come into a hospital, it's surprising how many times we see somebody who is destined to die, and had we been able to spot the problem a little bit earlier, Deanna, we would have been able to save their lives. But at this time that they are diagnosed, a medical GP or whatever the case may be, it's too late for us to act. Now, Spain is normally very, very good at pre-diagnosis. Their philosophy is that the best way of, rather than dealing with a problem once it has occurred, is identify the problem before it becomes a problem and deal with it there and then. Now, this is not happening. And they reckon now that the number of people who will die because their heart conditions or their cancer or whatever the case may be will die because it was not diagnosed during this awful period when basically here in Spain, the best medical services normally in all of Europe, it's gone. We've all lost our health service. And this is the disaster that is coming up now, and we're experiencing it. And I'm sure that when I'm speaking for the French people, the German, the British, everybody else, it's an absolute disaster. And of course, there are many, many other features, Deanna. You know, how many suicides? You are going to what? You are going to see an ever-like spike in the suicide rates of people who do not respond very well to being cooped up in their home. I am quite fortunate. I have only my wife here. I don't even have a pet other than my beautiful wife, of course. And we do have a walled, you know, gardens and that sort of thing. We do have the space. But you just picture for yourself, this is an apartment country, is Spain, as parts of the United States are. We don't all have bills like politicians and the rest of them. And many people live in very small apartments, two or three bedroom apartments with a living room, a bathroom and a kitchen, and that is it. Now, you're sharing that with, typically, culturally, here in Spain, you've got your father's mother there and you've got your own father there. So you've got the grandparents there who are good looking after the children. You've got you and your husband. You've got three children and a dog. And that's all you've got on a very small balcony the size of a telephone box. And you are cooped up there since March the 14th, Deanna. What is this doing? The psychological damage will never, ever be recovered. And the economy is ruined. The economy is totally crushed. It's costing Spain, which is not a rich country and was already in debt, it's costing Spain an estimated 1 billion euros. A euro is about the same as a dollar. A billion euros every single day that this lockdown goes on. These politicians are really nuts. They think that a people can be just switched on and off and everything will return to normal. Somebody was saying in the media not so long ago, said, the air is fresher because there's not so many cars running around. Well, there won't be once the lockdown is lifted because there will be no fuel stations open. They've all gone bankrupt. There'll be no services. These businesses can't function without a business. They can't be just switched on like, I was going to say Skype, but I found another expression. Anyway, in a word, it is a disaster and it is all incompetence. It's panic driven by the totally irresponsible, if it doesn't bleed, it doesn't lead, mainstream media. It's an absolute disaster. And now they are going to be called to account. And it's people like you and me who are doing it. Thank you, Deanna. Thank you.
Well, it's the same way here. All of these small businesses, the big box stores are open. Now, I don't know whether in Spain that you have like a Walmart or something like that. I was in Spain in 1988, and most of what I experienced was a lot of wonderful communities. There were no billboards. There was just, it was a wonderful, wonderful country to travel through. It wasn't encumbered with a lot of advertising and things, but it was composed of a lot of small businesses, as I remember, and small restaurants, and people had their siestas in the afternoon for a couple of hours, and the stores would close. It was a wonderful place to visit. It was a beautiful country, and to think that this has been impacted in the same way. And it is just amazing to me. Well, it's obvious. It's very obvious that this is deliberate. This is not something that has anything to do with health. It has something to do with destroying the economy, not just of Spain, but of the entire world. Because every country, every European country is going through the exact same thing. And of course, here in the United States, Canada, it's all the same. And you mentioned suicide. And there's also not just suicide, but there's going to be more, child abuse, tempers flaring. It's just going to take its toll on people, on family life. It's a terrible thing, and it's deliberate. It was planned years ago, and is there any mention there of accepting a vaccine? And if you accept this vaccine offered by the Gates Foundation or Bill Gates is what he's trying to push on people, that if you get this vaccine, supposedly it's not developed yet, but if you'll get the vaccine, then you'll be able to go back to work. You'll be able to have your life back. Is there any nonsense like that floating around over there? We do have to take a quick break, but okay. When we come back, then I'll have you address that. Okay, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show, Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at GunConfiscation.com. At GunConfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit GunConfiscation.com today. That's GunConfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me.
We're back. We are back with our first guest, Michael Walsh. That's W-A-L-S-H. And his website is EuropeansWorldwide.wordpress.com. And he's the author of several books. And he began his political life clear back in 1968. And he was in the Colin Jordan's British movement, and anyway, he's not a newcomer to this to alternative media by any stretch of the imagination. Anyway, we're talking about what was going on in Spain and how this was affecting people and the economic state. Oh, it's just a terrible situation. And of course, it's orchestrated. Absolutely, it's orchestrated. And I put out a little email. I have an email list. And really, this probably just needs vitamin C, some chicken soup, and stay home and take care of yourself kind of a thing. More people die of the flu than supposedly have died of this COVID-19. Anyway. Your thoughts about how it's affecting Spain?
Yeah, well, as I say, we've got a population here of 47 million people, Diana, and they're a very sociable people. And because of the subtropical climate in Spain, we're more used to being outside and socializing outside than, say, the people of the Baltic states or Poland, where it is very cold, and Britain and Ireland, it's wet and cold. But here, now, people basically go inside to sleep. and they go outside to socialize. And when you're going down the calles and the villages and all the rest of it, the small towns in Spain, people are sitting outside and they're communicating with the neighbors as they come and go, and they're in and out of each other. So it's that kind of society because of the way it is, you know, the subtropical climate. Now, can you imagine the homes are not built for being inside? They are. In, say, the Latvia or Estonia, homes, we spend a lot of time in our homes in the northern climates, but you don't spend a lot of time in your homes in Spain and Italy and Greece. So then they haven't been adapted for living inside. They are very small. The kitchens are a part of the living room, which is very, very small anyway. You've got your bedroom, but you've got very little elbow room inside the average Spanish apartment or home, a terraced home. Now, these people are confined. They've got actually, and this is the ridiculous part about it, as they, if you want to exercise, if you want some elbow room to move around, if you want to be entertained, and if you want to have sports facilities or anything like that, the solution is quite simple. Go to prison. And the ridiculous situation is that in France and places like Spain and Britain, they are releasing prisoners because they're in a high-risk coronavirus
area. Oh, dear.
But we are being told, the people, that if we go outside, we will go to prison. Now, if you can work that out. Now, when you think about that, this is what, you know, this really does exemplify the saying, it's what happens when the lunatics are running the asylum. These people are totally clueless. The politicians here, as they are in the United States, they are totally divorced from the reality of life. Now, I'll give you an example of this. We had a Spanish government minister who said, well, when the beaches do open, she said, the arrogant woman, when the beaches do open, she says, we will still have to have the distancing between people. Now, you stop and think of the lunacy of this. You've got mum, you've got your dad, you've got your three-year-old toddler, you've got your six-year-old little boy who wants to go into the sea, and you've probably got your mother-in-law there as well. And you've all got to sit on the beach at least 2 meters apart from each other. The little child wants a cuddle. He's breaking the law if you give him a cuddle. Your little boy wants to run into the water, and you race after him to keep him away from danger. You're breaking the law. It is absolute lunacy, and this is what is frightening me. And as I've said on several occasions, is this is like watching a train crash in slow motion. We've got 47 million people here. They're all under house arrest. Entire industries have been bankrupted. Amazon. I'm not supporting Amazon or anything like that, but we've got to recognise that Amazon is there, and it's a huge retailer. They have been told by the French government and the French court that they can only sell sanitary equipment. Well, this is like going into a restaurant and saying that you're only allowed to serve one table at a time. People will have to wait outside until they've finished their meal, and then you can allow somebody in. Oh, and you must only have fish on the menu. Now, of course, it can't exist. They're saying to Ryanair, which is the major air carrier in Europe, they're telling Ryanair that they can only have so many seats filled at the front of the aircraft and so many filled at the back. The airline cannot make money. How can they possibly make money? How can a restaurant exist? How can it make a living if half the tables are not allowed to be filled?
Exactly. Oh my gosh. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back, Mike.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty, we are back. And we are back with our first guest today, Michael Walsh. And his website is Europeansworldwide.wordpress.com. And we were talking about the things that are going on in Spain. You were talking about the beaches that even if they did open them up so that people could go out, families could go out, that they were still supposed to practice social distancing. Well, my gosh, being cooped up in your house, how is that practicing social distancing? If it's so important outside, why not inside? Why are they allowing prisoners to be set free? That will contribute greatly to the crime in the country. It's not going to be safe.
Yeah, the medical people said not so long ago that the problem was being exacerbated by the lockdown, and the best way was Sweden's way and the way of Belarus is just to let life carry on as normal, and then if you've got an infection of any kind, whether it's this virus or the flu or a bad cold or a cough or anything of that nature, because this is all part of life, you do the sensible thing. You stay at home. The wife goes shopping. The husband goes shopping. You cover your mouth. You don't cough in people's faces. You social distance yourself. This is common sense, and the interesting statistics, and these are fascinating, this is where we're going to go, is the interesting statistics that are now emerging from the United States and from all over Europe, is that the lockdown has not helped matters at all. They are no better off, as a matter of fact, they are worse off than countries like Belarus, where they're allowing the, what do they call them, Diana, herd, there's an expression for it, herd immunity, that's it.
Oh, right, now, herd immunity. Uh-huh.
Yes, every time we get a cold, it's a good thing. It may
sure.
not be a very pleasant thing, but it's a good thing because it creates an immunity for the next one. Now, this is why when Europeans first went to the United States, America as it was at the time, the native populations in Latin America, North America, Canada, they were dying like flies because of the cold. We had built up a resistance against it, an immunity against it. They hadn't. So to us, the sniffles was a killer for them. Now, this is what herd immunity is if we all get it, then that builds up an immunity for if it comes back really bad. And when you go for a flu jab, and I don't, but when you do go for a flu jab, it gives you a little dose of flu. And that builds up, that helps the body to build up an immunity to it. Now, this is what they're happening, but in a natural way. This is why they call it herd immunity in Sweden, in Belarus, and other places, is let it run its course. There is no danger whatsoever, except to the people who are well over 70. And more than... Now, this is what mainstream media is not telling you, Diana, is more than 99% of Italy's coronavirus fatalities were people who suffered from previous medical conditions, and, wait for this, the average age of those who died from the virus in Italy, and no doubt elsewhere, is 79 years of age.
Oh my gosh!
Only 17 people in Italy, which has, I think, a population of about 60 million, only 17 people under the age of 50 have died directly related from the disease. Now, that is the facts, but the newspapers are not telling you this. They're not telling you that in Europe, 50% of those who are dying are in the residential homes for the very aged, the infirm. These people, again, are suffering from underlying conditions from which they're dying. Nobody dies of old age, or rather they do. It's a breakdown of the physical and the mental form. So we die slowly, most of us, in that way, unfortunately. But these people were going to die anyway. The vast majority of them, were well over 50% of the deaths in Spain are people who were in residential homes. Now, what is alarming, and I must write about this in the Ethnic European, is many of those have not actually died. Although they have spiked, a huge spike in the number of people who are dying in the residential homes, not all of them are dying from the virus. So why have we got this inexplicable increase in old people dying in residential homes? Nothing to do with the virus. That is very, very disturbing, Diana. Very disturbing.
Exactly. Because a lot of the people that are in such facilities really don't come in contact with a great deal of people. And they are probably...
All locked down.
Right, because of the... Of their situation, they're not out and about and being vulnerable to germs and whatnot. Oh, you brought a very good point
Italian,
to the table.
There's an Italian nanopathologist. Now, he is a guy who experts. He's not your GP. Nothing wrong with GPs, and he's not an eye specialist, but he's a pathologist who specializes in this sort of thing, and he's been in the operating for over 40 years. And he says, why, brother, rubber gloves? Why are these masks, he says? Gloves have a destructive effect on the skin's natural protective barrier.
Absolutely.
We have very smart skin. Masks are amusing, but they're useless. For a healthy person, It's the same as putting a fence of sticks up to stop the mosquitoes coming into your garden.
Well, the other thing with the masks is that there have been people who you really can't breathe very well through those masks, and people have passed out for lack of oxygen. There have been people who have gotten into automobile accidents because they have lost consciousness and have gotten into an automobile accident. So the masks aren't for people who do not have anything wrong, who have not been treated for corona or COVID-19. Why is everybody supposed to wear a mask? It doesn't protect. It's really ridiculous.
The only exacerbates the problem. You know, somebody said, Diana, if you don't boil your mask every time you take it off, which is pretty impractical, it catches so many germs, they may as well stick your face under your dog's tail, for goodness sake.
Oh, what a thought that would be. Well, I think it's a really terrible idea, and it's absolutely a deliberate attack on the economy. It's an attack on every citizen throughout the world, because this is a worldwide situation, except Sweden. Bless their hearts, they're really doing what they've always done.
They surprised us all, the Swedes.
And we certainly don't hear about that in the mainstream media, which I think we should avoid at all costs. Yes. Because fear, just the fear that the media inflicts upon people is enough to stress people out. And it's always the delivery is always the same. And, of course, we know that the media, as you mentioned before, has very few owners. There's, 8 billionaires who own the media in the United States? And I assume that's true everywhere, that the media is very much controlled by the government. The government in the United States does license the media, so they are, certainly if you give a license to somebody, then you're going to set up the parameters, you're going to set up the policies and things. So it's all a government operation. And it reminded me of government operations. You think that, something terrible is happening. And it reminded me of the situation back in 2001 where Tom Ridge, he was the first Homeland Security. He was a former governor of Pennsylvania. Anyway, apparently there were a bunch of people getting these anthrax letters. And then all of a sudden he goes on TV and he tells America, don't worry about it. Don't worry about any more anthrax letters. Well, okay, how did he know? How would he know that there wasn't, that the anthrax letters wasn't going to be a continuing problem? How did he know? Well, it's because, the government probably, it was part of their operation. Scare people, make people vulnerable, frighten people, and frightened people have a tendency to look to another entity for help or reassurance. And I think that that's the whole purpose, is that this situation, of course, is making people very vulnerable, frightened, stressed, suicidal, temperamental, just a lot of things.
Well, you know, Neil Ferguson of Imperial College in London, Diana, you know, he is being used and widely quoted by mainstream media, but let's have a look at his background. In 2005, Neil Ferguson, he predicted that 200 million would die of bird flu. The total number worldwide was actually 282 people over 6 years. 4 years later, he estimated that swine flu had a 0.4 mortality and that 65,000 British people would die. It turned out to have a mortality rate much lower and killed only 457 people. Earlier, he had suggested that up to 50,000 British people could die from mad cow disease. In the event, there was only a total of 177 deaths. Now, you'll remember, Deanna, that the mad cow disease was put out by the mainstream media as big as this coronavirus, and yet only 177 deaths actually occurred. Now, there's probably that many people die every day on the roads in Britain. We don't close the Britain down, do we? No, this guy says the point is that Ferguson is always wrong, although he is often wrong, you have to say. It is simply that he is being captured by a system that's a thinking that leads him to certain conclusions. But there is, every cloud has a silver lining, as you know, and you and I have got nothing but contempt for mainstream media. Now, I like my analogies, don't I, Deanna?
Good.
The way I look at it is the mainstream media has set a bonfire aflame and they are being burned up by it. Mainstream media, now we're talking about the big national dailies, the Daily Mail, the Sun, the Mirror, the Telegraph, all of the big ones, no doubt in your country too, is 80% of their advertising revenue has disappeared. Why are you going to advertise your restaurant? Why are you going to advertise your products if you're not allowed to sell them? 80%. There is no media can lose 80% of its customers and survive. So we are seeing the bonfire of the vanities. Now, a good example of this is the Euro Weekly News. This was the biggest free newspaper in Europe of its kind, English-speaking newspaper. It was being spread by, I think, 500,000 people every week. It was a biggie. They used to have, 128 pages every week. It is now 52, and there is hardly any advertising in there at all. Now, there is absolutely no, I'm a newspaper man, there is absolutely no way that that vile newspaper can survive this bonfire of the vanities. So they have been typical of the rest of them. They have been stoking up fear behind the government. So they have driven the politicians. And my son again says that. He says, Dad, he said, I know that it's an absolute nonsense. He says, but we could lose our job by speaking up. So he says we just have to go along with the flow. In some ways, I can respect that. You know, it's his career, isn't it? It's absolutely everything to his life, and he can't open his mouth. But this is what's happening with the media. The media has set fire to the people, and they themselves are being burned by it. Now, that is, to me, a cloud, a silver lining to, you know, a very dark cloud. If it takes the newspapers with them, then the virus will have been worth everything.
Wow. Well, you mentioned something about the bird flu, and it supposedly started in a little place in Mexico, and I have a friend that was living in that vicinity, in that place where it supposedly started. And Obama had made a trip to that area, and then all of a sudden, within a week or so, they announced that there was this terrible, terrible flu outbreak, and yet nobody experienced any sickness or anything in this area. It was a political ploy. It was all about politics. It was all about selling a vaccine. It was all about fear tactics and making people believe that they were vulnerable. But there was nothing going on in that town. None of the residents were aware that there was this big outbreak until after Obama's visit. So it was a political thing.
It's a manufactured crisis, and nobody looks at the...
Exactly.
Nobody looks at the collateral damage here. You asked me about Spain. I can speak of Spain because I'm here and I'm a journalist in Spain. I'm an international journalist who lives in Spain. But the entire population of 47 million people, including children, the old folk, has effectively been put under house arrest. Oh, would you believe it that from May the 2nd we are able to take walks outside of our homes? Now, isn't that big that the Marxist socialist regime that is running Spain? Now, entire industries have been bankrupted. Tens of millions of people are jobless. If they're jobless here, you can't keep your family. The suicides, we mentioned it before, wait till you see the suicides in the future. Then there's the terrible poverty. People are dying because they've got no income coming in. They've got no social security. They've got no subsistence levels at all. Then there's the domestic violence. Domestic violence is bound to increase. Undiagnosed health death, we talked about this before. There are people who are too scared to go to their health centres now, not even take their children. They are being avoided. Then there's the stress, there's the collapse of the health services. And while this is going on, what's happening out there in the world? What's happening in Afghanistan?
Exactly.
All of these wars, they are going unreported. The children, now, you just think of the way. Now, there is a picture.
Okay, now we do have to go to quick break. And then let's talk about religion when you come back and the Middle East. Be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
And we are on with Michael Walsh, and his website is Europeansworldwide.wordpress.com. And tell us about, well, you've told us given us so much information, so many things to think about. But Spain is also a very religious country. People look forward to celebrating Easter and attending religious events. How has that impacted the population?
It paralyzed the religious ethos of this entire country. It's a very, very religious country. The fiestas are virtually all related to Christendom. For instance, they have the Moors and the Christian fiestas. They are all over Spain. They're very, very big in this sort of thing because, of course, Spain for 7 centuries was occupied by the North African Arabs, the Muslims, the Moors. And it was Queen Isabel and King Ferdinand who, in the 16th century, drove them from Spain and Marbella, which is the upmarket city, beautiful place in Costa del Sol. Now, it got its name from the Queen Isabel coming down about 1556, and when she reached there, after having her armies, having driven the Moors back to North Africa, she came down and she said, when she saw the Mediterranean Sea, because it had been closed to them, it had been occupied by the Moors, she says, Marbella, beautiful sea. And that's where Marbella gets its name from. And we live along the coast here in the Mediterranean Spain, and every 2 or 3 kilometres there are watchtowers. You know, all of Mediterranean Europe was plundered or raped, taken, all the slaves were taken by the Moors for centuries and for centuries, and many of them are just coming back now, were right across the coastlines of Greece and Italy. You never read about this, do you? And Spain and Portugal, you're seeing the watchtowers where they were watching for the fleets coming in from the Moors. But this is a big, big thing. The religious festivities, and as I said earlier on, is that to say that Christmas runs second to Easter in Spain is very much an understatement. Easter is the whole country stops for a week, and there is nothing but massive festivities. The likes of whatever happens in Latin America into relative insignificance. It's massive. You don't go near some cities, Valencia, unless you love to be absorbed by millions of people. It's big, and it was all stopped because of this manufactured and fake virus, and it was all stopped. People are waking up now. What we're seeing now on social media is, if you looked at it a week ago, most of the people were agreeing because they'd been brainwashed by the mainstream media. But you're finding that that sort of sentiment is now evaporating. And now, memes are
everywhere. Wow. I can't believe our hour is up. Mike, thank you so much for being on the program. And take care. Hope to talk to you again soon.
It's my pleasure, Deanna. Lovely to talk with you all.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye, darling. Bye-bye.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.